guys, I make music.
3, 2, 1.
Let's get ready to rumble.
The Weekly Exchange.
Well, another month. It's September. It's almost over, believe it or not.
Already.
Kind of ridiculous.
Flying by.
Pretty sparse this month for albums. Oh Wonder dropped their new one. Lana Del Rey dropped her new album. And then a couple other albums that were pretty interesting. Beirut dropped their 5th album, No No No. And then Robert DeLong in the cards.
Love me some Robert DeLong.
He said that this is supposed to be some sort of concept album with tarot cards.
What? He's wacky.
He's a little wacky.
He's wacky. You know, he's just unpredictable. You know, don't try to figure him out. Don't try to label him.
Call me now for your free reading.
I think that he stayed true to his Robert DeLong self. It definitely didn't disappoint. It was absolutely a technical achievement. He is a one-man machine.
I grew up playing in like bands as like a drummer, and you know, I was always really into like the interactive aspect of music, and so as I started making electronic music, I just wanted to find a way to make it a little bit more expressive and like people can kind of, you know, directly relate the sounds they're hearing to what they're seeing on stage.
He plays all the instruments. I'm a big fan of his lyrics too. They're not too cheesy and too poppy, but they're also not too serious.
Yeah.
He toes that line very well. You know what's weird about Robert DeLong is he uses game controllers, but he doesn't play video games. He manipulates game controllers and turns them into instruments.
You know, I was just experimenting around with stuff and this is kind of what came out, and I think it's cool that, you know, It's different and unique, and I don't know, it's fun.
Yeah, he's a freak show, but the best kind of freak show. He says he still sleeps with like Super Mario Kart bed sheets. I you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I would sleep on those sheets with him. So what did you like the most about this album?
The fact that he plays most of the instruments, and he plays weird instruments, it really shines through. He's got a unique sound that is incomparable.
It makes you dance.
Absolutely.
It's like you go in there, there's a predictable, consistent, like, here comes a drop.
Yeah. It's party music that translates, even if you're not into like house and techno and electronic, it translates outside of that.
Yeah.
And it grabs listeners from all over the music genre.
I agree with you. I think that he's definitely evolved. I listened to some of his other albums. You know, they're good, but this one, he's technical, man.
He's grown as an artist.
Yeah.
And it really shows on this album in the cards.
So now will you wait up for me?
Was with him is from his last album to now, it's kind of like he's more streamlined to top 40 kind of stuff.
I think that he's maintained and that it's fun and it's danceable and it's universal, but still, he stayed within the lines of what we knew from his debut album. I don't think it's too top 40. Maybe
yeah.
A little bit, but not to the point where I'm like, you sold out, Robert DeLong.
It's like he kind of dabbled a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, hey, okay, yeah.
Nah. Say what?
What's your favorite track off of it?
A Long Way Down, I prefer to Don't Wait Up.
So take it in, don't hold your breath. The bottom's all I found. We can't get higher than we get. On the long way down.
I like how Don't Wait Up drops at first.
Yeah.
How the song kicks off, but all around, Long Way Down, all the way through, I really liked. I just liked the vocal range. You don't even know what's happening. That's how great he is at manipulating software, is you're like, is that a girl? Is that a guy? Who is it?
That's not your mother. It's a man, baby.
So another track that I would totally recommend is Selling You Something. You should check that song out.
Oh, totally.
I'm selling you something. No, it's not nothing. Look a little closer, baby. Everyone's selling you something.
This week, I took a look at Beirut's new album, No No No.
Beirut, who is in the running to be October's Artist of the Month.
Yeah, one of the candidates. Beirut fan for a lot of years, and I gotta say, honestly, in terms of album, if you like somebody who's gonna come in with these sweeping violins and horns or something like that, it's really good. The instrumentation's good, but in general, for people that are looking for something conventional, something poppy, something hooky, it's not really there. There's a lot of elements that are completely missing.
I'll be honest with you, my first experience with Beirut is with this track, No No No, so I'm not familiar with their previous albums. Were those more poppy?
What Zach Condon of Beirut was really into, he's into this Eastern European, faraway, distant travel sound.
It is kind of funny that quite a big deal has been made out of how I kind of traveled and discovered music. And it is true to an extent, you know. I It was the first place where I saw certain types of brass bands and folk music around the world. But the truth is, sound, the kind of wanderlust of the sound, comes more from me being a heavy daydreamer than it comes from actual physical travel.
The thing that is really funny about this whole album is that Zach Condon, he was at his pinnacle maybe a couple albums ago, then had this crazy mental breakdown in 2011.
Really?
Yeah, him and his wife divorced. He said he had this creative block, and now he's saying, this is my comeback, this is gonna be great, and really, in what one reviewer said, it's a record of rehabilitative process more than actual reinvention. It's
wow.
more...
So this is a stepping stone to getting back to where he was. You gotta start somewhere.
It's more for his enjoyment, and I feel like...
He just listens to it by himself alone in his room at night.
It's like, yeah, that's me!
That's, yeah, totally.
I'm flying!
I would say if you like Beirut, just check out a couple tracks, probably...
YouTube it before you go.
Yeah.
And sense a song on iTunes.
Perth is a good follow-up track, but a lot of his stuff is really confusing in the fact that it's his rehab album.
Right, rehab.
Mother's world, lean as a shadow.
Check out Perth, that's a good follow-up, but I would suggest starting out with the Flying Club Cup, the track Nant.
Well, it's been a long time now, since I've seen you smile.
Or Postcards from Italy from his first album, that's a great track as well. What's something on K-Slug right now that you're really enjoying?
Oh, Nathaniel Rateliff is still doing it for me. Also, there's a new song.
Oh, Aquilo!
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 I heard that today, and I was like, whoa, that just blew my mind.
I've been looking for a good girl. Yeah, I'm looking for a good girl. Tell me if you think I found. Maybe there's a chance you'll let me know. I've been looking for a good girl. Yeah, I'm looking for a good girl. Tell me if I'm looking bad. Can I get a sign before you go?
It's a very sexy track. The first time I heard it was when I actually played it on air, and the whole time I'm like, are you guys hearing this right now? It's amazing. Frank Turner has definitely grown on me. So much good music on K-Slug right now. It's unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
I can't really pick a favorite. Usually I'm like, that's my jam. I have so many jams. I'm loving sitting in the studio with my headphones on and listening to all of this stuff. Killing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't really know what my new favorite song is yet on K-Slug.
It's hard to
There's
pick one.
There's so much stuff
I know.
Going on.
I know it.
Nathaniel Rateliff is the jam of the fall, though.
Right?
Andrew McMahon kills it.
That's easy listening. Andrew McMahon's pretty adorable.
All the lies, I watch you search beneath the falling skies. This was no path to glory. You always walked before me, but you came back to warn me. All the lies.
I like Hayekas quite a bit.
You know that song was written about Northern California?
No. Even though they're from Santa Monica.
Yeah, they were like, we wanted to capture what it feels like to be on a beach where the redwoods are coming to the beach.
Yeah.
So they're talking about Humble.
Actual Northern California, not San Francisco. Come correct.
From the edge of the cliffs above the trees. I believe, I believe, I believe. To the bottom of America seas. Deeper and deeper. On the plates of the ladder one by one. I want to see, I want to see, I want to see. Oh, when the dreams you drift up get bigger and bigger.
I think that this is a good time to listen to K-Slug.
Absolutely.
And
give us your ear holes. My ear infection. It's very difficult to be a DJ when your ear, nose, and throat won't cooperate. But I'm gonna pull through.
That's pretty much it for the Weekly Exchange.
Nikki, I hope you have a fantastic Saturday.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. All right,
dude. Kick some ass, kick some rocks.
Yeah.
What do they say? I don't know.
I kick both a lot.
All right, dudes, we're out. Have a good weekend.
The gentleman from Florida is recognized.
I yield 2 minutes to the gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Boehner.
Boehner.
This has been a K-Slug original production.